Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good friend Leslie Kossoff back on the show. And Leslie is joining us from Paris. That's right, Paris, France, on the beautiful, beautiful city of Paris and the great country of France, the country we love to love and sometimes we love to make fun of a little bit. And I've been guilty of that before, but I never feel that way about Leslie. Only great admiration. Leslie's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, she goes all the way back to the year 2000 when she first joined us. She's the author of a number of books, including one of my favorites, the Thinking Executive, and our Executive Thinking, I should say, and then also the Executive Field Guides, which we're talking about right now in this series that we're doing. Right now, Leslie Kossoff, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure, Jim.
I don't have your book in front of you, but that's the title, Executive Thinking, right?
Yeah, the book is Executive Thinking, and it is exactly that. It's geared towards getting executives and business owners to move from the vision that they have of their organization into understanding the dynamics that get them to full implementation. And actually, the executive field guides pick up exactly from there and go purely tactical to get you right in and teach you how to do it.
And that's what we're going to talk about. But first, yes, for the rest of this segment, at least, I want you to give us a little information, a little reporting. You're highly qualified to do this, and I'm going to get you to tell the audience why, on what's going on with a volcano, because you're down. Where you are is you are downwind from the Iceland volcano that erupted a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I've seen the name of the volcano, and I'm pretty good with names. I'm pretty good with linguistics, but I wouldn't even begin to know how to pronounce that name. It's an incredibly long, weird name. Anyway, but the volcano erupted in Iceland. It's wreaking havoc with a lot of continental Europe, Great Britain, etc. What in Paris? How is it affecting you guys?
Well, very, very quickly, the decision was made initially to limit the flights that were leaving from both of the major airports, and then they were canceled altogether. And right now,
and that's been going on for about a week now. Almost a week.
Yeah, it's a number of days. It was late last week that this began because I guess the. It must have blown on Thursday was when the eruption first occurred because a friend of mine was supposed to be flying back to Bangor, Maine to visit his family, and right, that flight was canceled, and that was when we knew Paris had shut down.
I was thinking it was earlier than that, but okay, so it's been several days now.
Yeah, yeah. And the way that it's working is they're updating on a 12-hour basis to determine which flights and whether any flights can go at all.
Now, so basically, if you were in Paris trying to leave, you're still in Paris if you try to get out by plane, right?
Yes, that's correct. The only way to get out is to get a car or a train or a bus and get to the southern part of Europe. Planes are still taking off from Italy, from Spain. So if you can get south, you're doing okay and you can get out. But of course, as you can imagine, what has happened is that you can't get on a train and you can't get a flight out. And now, in fact, the British government, just to get the British folks back over to England, are talking about getting the Navy involved, having people with all of their individual boats and cruise ships, yachts, anything. Basically, it's Dunkirk all over again, and that's the way they're talking about it.
But you can't see the cloud. Can't see. You have no visual evidence of this it's ash cloud, do you?
Not yet, no. I'm still a little bit too far south for that to occur, and the jet stream, of course, is high. They're saying that the ash is still pretty much, at least in my part of the world, over 20,000 feet. But
Leslie, all the planning we do, all the strategizing we do, all the hard work we do, all the things that we think we are in control of, Mother Nature still reminds us from time to time that we live in her world, don't we?
It's absolutely true. We think of ourselves as masters of the universe. To me, the funniest part of all of the coverage has been the number of times that members of everything from the U.S. Geological Society to the British Geological Societies and all of the rest, all of these people keep being asked the same question, when is it going to end? As if someone has an on-off switch for a volcano.
and but the answer should be is, well, it'll end. You know, when it's the end. I mean, as long as we have this Earth the way it is, this ecosystem and the molten core, it's going to happen like that. Hold on to that thought. Leslie Kossoff and I will be right back. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.